ராதே, জয় নিতাই, জয় গৌর। আমরা শ্রবণ করছিলাম
নন্দ মহারাজ আলটিমেটলি হি কেম টু ব্রজ অলোন। With great difficulty, with great distress, he came back from Mathura to Vrajapur. With great, great difficulty. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad is saying that it is not possible. He says, I'm not able to describe the great distress of separation of Rajavasis, their separation from Krishna. It's not possible to write about it, to express it. So Nanda Maharaj, with great difficulty, with a hard heart, he came back from Mathura to Vraja. He even covered his head with a cloth so that no one sees his face. He came with covered face so that no one recognizes him. He didn't speak to anyone. Nanda Maharaj, he entered his house, his own house, and he had fallen on the ground. He was sleeping on the ground. He didn't sleep on a bed. He was crying and crying. All the elderly gopas, along with Upananda, brother of Nanda Maharaj, they were all in great distress. And with such a great distress, they were looking at Nanda Baba, who couldn't speak. He was just crying and crying. Ma Yashomati, he was calling in all direction. Kanai, Kanai, she was searching for Kanai. Hey Kanai, hey Balai. You came after so many days. Let me see you. She was eager to see them as a cow is eager to see her new calf. Mother Yashoda was calling, Hey Kanai, please come. Where are you hiding? She was thinking, Kanai is only hiding somewhere. He's so naughty. Where is he? Where shall I find him? She was searching in all directions. All Vrajavasis, all Vrajagopis, they were searching from Krishna everywhere. And as they couldn't find him, all the elderly gopas headed by Upananda, who is the brother of Nanda Maharaj, they went to Nanda Maharaj and they asked, please tell us the truth. Nanda Maharaj, he was crying and weeping, and he told, Krishna and Balaram didn't come with me. All the Vrajavasis instantly, they started weeping. Alas, alas! So horrible, so horrible. What a disaster, what a great disaster. All All the Vrajavasis, they were loudly crying and weeping. So it's truth. Our Kanai didn't come back. We knew. We were very worried. We were sitting for whole the day and waiting for Kanai, hoping that he will come back, but our mind had a doubt. Our minds were telling us, seems that he will not come back. Swarup Gop Kumar is speaking this kata to Mathura Brahman. They were sitting in their own kunja, and Gop Kumar was narrating to this Mathura Brahmana, who is a worshipper, or Kamakya Devi. Gop Kumar, he was speaking, but he was crying himself. He was so much in distress while he was narrating that he fainted. After a long time, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad revealed his name. He says that the name of that Mathura Brahmana is Jana Sharma. As Gop Kumar was crying, narrating about love of Vrajavasis for Sri Krishna, and as he was fainting, this Mathura Brahmana, he tried to bring Gop Kumar back to consciousness. He brought water from Mother Yamuna, and after a long, long time, he was able to revive Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar came back to consciousness. This Janasarma Brahmana, he was hearing this Premi Katha that Gop Kumar was narrating of Vrajavasis. And because of the great distress, he fainted. Speaking about Vrajavasis, Gop Kumar has fainted. And still he kept crying. Again and again, sprinkling Gop Kumar with water from Mother Yamuna, Brahman Janasarma, he was able to revive Gop Kumar, and Gop Kumar has asked, what has happened? And Brahmana Janasarma has answered, you were fainting. With great difficulty, Gop Kumar has told, this prem of Golok is incomparable. This pure love of Golok is unavailable anywhere. It is like a disease when a patient is feeling thirst, and the more he drinks, the more thirst he feels. So in the same way, Vrajavasis were weeping for Sri Krishna. All the Vrajavasis, all the gopis, they were calling, hey Kanai, hey Krishna. They were all in separation from Sri Krishna. So now also all the Vrajavasis, hearing from Nanda Baba narration that Gop Kumar was narrating, all the Vrajavasis, they were fainting themselves. Gop Kumar was saying, until now I'm hearing that loud weeping and crying of all Vrajavasis. No one would ever be able to describe it properly. that separation and prem bhakti that all Vrajavasis felt related to Sri Krishna. It's indescribable. The separation that Vraja Gopis, Vrajavasis have experienced, felt towards Sri Krishna, no one would be ever able to describe. Not being able to bear such a separation, they were falling on the ground, fainting. All Vrajavasis, all Vrajagopis, they were crying and weeping, "Hey Krishna, hey Kanai, please come and save our lives in that way." Sri Uddhavji Maharaj, it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam that Sri Krishna was considering Vrajavasi more dear to him than his own soul, his own life. He says himself, Sri Krishna, he says, "I love Vrajavasis more than my own self. I love them more than even Lord Brahma." Sri Krishna, he says, "I even love Vrajavasis more than my second half, Lakshmi Devi. I don't love anyone as much as I love Vrajavasis." So when Sri Krishna says that himself, what else can we say? Further on, Sri Krishna was very much engaged and busy with his kingly work, kingly duties. So according to Srimad Bhagavatam, he never came back to Vraj. But he has sent his supreme devotee, his greatest, dearest devotee, Uddhavji Maharaj, to Vraja. Uddhavji Maharaj is not an ordinary person amongst all the bhaktas. Commentators of the scriptures are saying that he is very dear, dearest devotee to Sri Krishna. Even Lord Sri Krishna himself is saying, "You are my dearest devotee." Sri Krishna loves all his devotees, but those who have knowledge about himself are his greatest, dearest devotees. So we are hearing now from Srimad Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And now Uddhavji Maharaj is describing about Vraja. Sri Krishna has sent him and told him, "My dear Uddhav, go to Vraja and please pacify my father and mother, my dearest Radharani. Please go to Vraja and pacify them. There is no such a devotee as Uddhavji, scriptures are saying. He is the greatest minister coming from Vrishni or Yadu dynasty. He is very intimate friend of Sri Krishna. He is disciple of a guru of the Devas, Brihaspati himself. He is very intelligent and he is very knowledgeable. And in that way, he is like Brihaspati, his guru, and guru of the Devas himself. And besides this all, he is also son of Sri Krishna's paternal uncle. Coming to Vraja, There are so many descriptions of Uddhavji's visit to Vraja, but Maharaj is saying, we are mentioning it just briefly, just the main points. When Uddhavji came to Vraja, all the Vraja gopis first thought, this crur came again. Yesterday, I've translated word crur as the person who is of very bad nature. But even more specific word would be very similar English word, cruel. So gopis considered akrura, although akrura means the one that is not cruel, opposite of a cruel. The gopis called akrura krur, meaning cruel, very cruel person, because he took Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. So the gopis first thought, this is that cruel krur coming to take us to Mathura as well, because that horrible King Kamsa has sent him. And the gopis considered, that would be very good fortune of ours if we would end up in Kamsa's Mathura, where we would die. That would be our good fortune, to die. But soon the gopis understood, that is not krur. And the gopis were lamenting, we cannot remain alive and we cannot live in separation from Sri Krishna. So the gopis understood, this is not akrura or krur, as they were calling him. This must be someone else. Looking at Uddhavji, they've seen that he's looking like Sri Krishna. He's wearing the same cloth. He looks exactly the same as Sri Krishna. When Uddhavji went to Nandalaya, he has seen the kingly palace not being cleansed for a long, long time since Sri Krishna went to Mathura. Nandalaya's kitchen was empty. The fire was not started there since then. No cooking was going on. Mother Yashoda was thinking since that day, my Lala is not here. Sri Krishna is not here. From whom shall I cook? Uddhavji has seen Nanda Maharaj and he has understood. As Nanda Maharaj has seen Uddhavji as well, he immediately understood. This is Uddhavji, he looks so similar to my Kanai. That is not my Kanai, that is Uddhavji Maharaj. After taking bath, Uddhavji Maharaj went to different houses of Vrajavasis, where he was given many tasty foodstuffs that he accepted. And Uddhavji Maharaj was asking in each of the houses. He was asking about their well-being. But all of them were crying and weeping in separation from Sri Krishna. When Uddhavji Maharaj spoke with Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba didn't ask about Sri Krishna. First he asked about Devaki, about Vasudev, about Ugrasen. Uddhavji Maharaj explained that they are all doing well. He narrated, and Nanda Baba, he knew that actually Sri Krishna has killed Kamsa. So Nanda Baba told, of course, that must be well, because they are having association of Sri Krishna. He is with them now. Of course, I understand that there must be well. Speaking like this, He kept crying and crying. And he told, "Hey, Udav, that ocean of my life force, my Kanai, does he think about me? Does he remember me? Does he remember his mother Yashomati?" Udhavji Maharaj, he is a storage, a market of all the greatest knowledge. He came to give knowledge to Vrajavasis and pacify them in that way. But it was not possible. Udhavji, he said, "Yes, let me tell you. Shri Krishna, he is Antaryami. He is in the heart of every living entity. So he knows about everyone." Nanda Baba, he was again and again saying, "My son, my son." So Udhavji Maharaj told him, "You are telling, 'My son, my son.' You are repeating it again and again. But how can he be your son? He is the father of all creation. How can he be your son? He is the supreme Brahman." Lord Shri Krishna, he has appeared first in such a form. And Udhavji Maharaj was telling to Nanda Baba, "You're saying, 'My son, my son,' but he's actually the father of all creation. He's not born. So how can he be your son?" Udhavji Maharaj was telling to Nanda Maharaj, "He's not your son. Udhavji Maharaj was saying, "Hey Baba, hey Maharaj, no one is dear to him, to Shri Krishna. No one is dear to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, and also no one is not dear. No one is the greatest for him. No one is the lowest for him." And you are saying and again that the Supreme Brahman is your son. He is unborn. He is not born, so how can he be your son? He doesn't have father, he doesn't have mother. He doesn't have wife. He doesn't have son or children. He doesn't have any relatives. No one is related to him by body. Means he doesn't have any relations. So how can he be your son, O Baba? He is the father of all creation. He is creator of all creation. How can he be your son? He is not thinking above anyone. He is in the heart of everyone. He is the Supreme Brahman. He is not your son. While Udhavji Maharaj was speaking like this, Nanda Maharaj told him, "Oh, I've heard that you are a disciple of Guru of the Devas, Brihaspati himself, and that you are knowledgeable as himself as well. You're saying that he is not born, but Yashoda was keeping him in her womb, in her belly for all 9 months. You're saying that no one can bind him, but Mother Yashoda has recently, during Damodar month, she has just binded him. Are you mad, Uddhavji? Did you lose your head?" It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam that Mother Yashoda, she couldn't speak. And this narration that we are narrating, it's from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and it describes that Mother Yashoda was speechless. She was just listening to the talk between Uddhavji Maharaj and Nanda Baba. So Nanda Maharaj continued, "Uddhavji, you are telling that I should forget my son, that is the Supreme Brahman. You are so knowledgeable that everyone is considering you to be the most knowledgeable person, being a disciple of a guru of Devas, Brihaspati himself. But you are speaking as if you have lost your mind, as if you don't have any knowledge anymore." Nanda Baba told, "Hey Uddhav, if my son is the Supreme Lord, and you are telling me now I should forget him, it doesn't make any sense. Did you lose your head or what?" Nanda Baba continued, "Sometimes some parents are having a son or a child that is diseased, and their child dies. So these parents are getting mad of sadness upon the death of their child, upon death of their ordinary child. But you are telling me I should forget my son, that is the Supreme Lord." Uddhavji Maharaj understood, "I came to give knowledge to these Brajavasis, but actually in front of their knowledge, my knowledge is useless, meaningless." Uddhavji Maharaj was speechless. These Brajavasis, they are considering the Supreme Brahman, Parabrahman, to be their own. They are considering Supreme Brahman to be their own son, their own relative, one of their own. Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita is describing that Mother Yashomati, in the evening, she was sitting by one cradle and she was softly moving it. Sri Krishna has went long time ago, but Mother Yashoda doesn't consider that. Krishna has left long time ago, such a long time ago. But Uddhavji has seen that she's sitting by the child's bed, by the cradle. Uddhavji Maharaj, he was speaking with Nanda Baba, And even if we would speak year by year, we won't be able to describe these discussions properly. So Mother Yashoda, she was sitting quiet by the cradle and she was crying. Hearing the talks between Nanda Baba and Uddhavji Maharaj, she was crying. And now as the evening came, she was sitting by the cradle where she had put one beautiful silken pillow and covered it with a soft blanket, with a chadar. And she was saying, "Hey Kanai, it's evening and you're still not sleeping. Please, sleep quickly. You should take a good rest in the morning. Your friend Cowherd Boys will come. They will come to take you for herding of the cows. So how shall you go if you don't take proper rest?" There was no child in their house. No baby, no child. So Uddhavji Maharaj understood. Uddhavji Maharaj was standing behind Mother Yashoda. He has called Mother Yashoda from her back, but Mother Yashoda, she just, with hand, she gave the gesture that he should be quiet. And softly she has told him, be quiet, stop speaking. You will wake up my Kanai. Uddhavji Maharaj was speechless seeing Mother Yashoda in such a state. He went to Vrajagopis. Vrajagopis, they were not ready to hear Krishna Katha anymore, but still, they couldn't stop speaking about Sri Krishna. Uddhavji Maharaj has asked them, "O dearest one of Sri Krishna, you're saying that you don't want to hear Krishna Katha, but since I came, you can't stop speaking about him. You keep speaking Krishna Katha. How is that?" And the gopis answered, "Hey Yudav, you're saying something very valuable. You're saying truth. Although we don't want to hear about him anymore, we can't stop speaking about him. He spoke so nicely with us. He has promised that he will come back. But he didn't come ever. We are in such a great separation from him. We cannot remain alive, nor can we die waiting for him. So our only solace is speaking about him. We are able to gain some kind of speak while speaking about him. Since Sri Krishna has left to Mathura, gopis have left their homes and they became forest dwellers. They didn't eat anything since then. They became very thin. They didn't wear any decorations, any jewelry anymore. Before, they used to decorate themselves so nicely for Sri Krishna. But now, they didn't decorate themselves again. They were thinking, "For whom shall we decorate ourselves? Krishna is not here." So their bodies, they were not taken care of. They didn't bathe. They didn't decorate themselves. They didn't eat. Their hair were matted. They were only crying and weeping, searching for Sri Krishna. "Please, our dearest Lord, Lord of our lives, please come back and revive us in such a way." The gopis told Udavji Maharaj that they don't know what power is it, but there is some strange power in Shri Krishna's katha that although they don't want to hear about him, they can't stop speaking about him. But also they have told to Udavji Maharaj, you want to speak about him, but we already know everything about that cheater, about that liar. Udavji Maharaj has understood. He himself is considered knowledgeable, but that knowledge that gopis possess is not to be found anywhere in the scriptures. Glories of their love for Sri Krishna are not properly possible to describe and not to find in any scripture. Udavji Maharaj, hearing the gopis, he has understood that the knowledge that the gopis possess is greater than his knowledge. Gopis were saying, O Udavji, you came to speak about that cheater Shri Krishna to us, about that liar. Only gopis can speak like that about Shri Krishna. If anyone else would say so, it would be the greatest aparad, the greatest offense. But only gopis can speak like that. That is expression of their greatest love, purest love for Shri Krishna. Do you know what has happened in Satya Yuga? Gopis were asking. One Vaman avatar, one dwarf avatar of Shri Krishna came. He went to Bali to beg. He went to Bali Maharaj to beg only 3 steps of land from him. He told this dwarf incarnation of Shri Krishna, he told to Bali Maharaj, please give me just 3 steps of land. And instantly, his huge body, he made his body huge. His huge body made 3 steps. With first step, he covered all the earth. With second step, he covered everything else. And he said, where shall I put my 3rd step? And he has put his 3rd step at the head of Bali Maharaj. And what did he do? He was so unthankful, although he got everything, that he has binded Bali Maharaj. He is acting so unthankfully. As the saying goes, that when one is being fed from the plate of a person that owns the house, later on, they are breaking the tala or breaking the lock on that house. Gopis were saying, someone is giving food to the crows. And what the crow is doing? Crow is eating everything. And before flying away with his beak, the crow is attacking the person that fed her. So unthankful. In the same way, Yoshi Krishna is acting. What did he do in Treta Yuga? He has killed Vali, Vanara Vali. And in which way did he kill him? He didn't kill him as a warrior from the front, but he has killed him as an animal, as the hunters do, hiding behind the tree. And what did he do in the same Treta Yuga? What did he do to Surpanaka, the sister of Ravana? Surpanaha came to express her love for Lord Ram. She desired to marry him. And what did he do? He has sent his younger brother Lakshman Dev, and Lakshman, he has cut Surpanaka's nose and ears. He disrespected that woman, although she is Rakshasi, but she came to express love to Ram Dev and to marry him, and he acted in such a way towards her. So Uddhavji Maharaj has understood. He thought, where my vast knowledge ends, the knowledge of the gopis start. As there is relation of the science, El Gyan and Vigyan, where the science stops, from there, Gyan and Vigyan, knowledge, real knowledge and realized knowledge continue. So these gopis were finding faults with Sri Krishna. No one is qualified to find any faults, and there are no faults with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. But the gopis are finding faults with him as expression of their supreme love for Sri Krishna. Uddhavji Maharaj was thinking, I thought that I'm so knowledgeable, but in front of gopis praying for Sri Krishna, I've understood that is ordinary knowledge that I have, and gopis are possessing the supreme knowledge. If year by year we would narrate, it wouldn't be possible to describe all these narrations properly. Uddhavji Maharaj was speechless witnessing the supreme love of Vrajavasis, Vraja Gopis, also all the cows, animals, birds, all the inhabitants of Vraja. If someone is performing Harikatha Vrata, a vow of speaking Krishna Katha 24 hours a day, they are making all the directions pure. And Uddhavji Maharaj, he is offering obeisances to Vraja Gopis that they are in such a way glorifying Sri Krishna. Glorifying Vraja Gopis, Vraja Vasis, he is praying to Sri Krishna, thanking him that he has sent him to Vraja to witness their greatest love for him, for Sri Krishna. And he was saying, Uddhavji Maharaj, in his prayers, expressing thankfulness to Sri Krishna, I'm offering my humble obeisances, endless dandavat pranams to you again and again, that you have sent me to Vraj to witness, to learn about their purest love for you. Uddhavji understood that all his knowledge is useless, worthless, in front of the purest love that gopis, Vrajavasis possessed for Sri Krishna. So this katha that Sri Krishna has left to Mathura and never came back is very sad, very distressful katha. Balaram has come back 1-2 times during Chaitra and Vaishak months, but Shri Krishna never came back. And for Bhaktas, it's very hard to speak about that, to hear about it. But in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there is narration that Supreme Lord Shri Krishna that he did come. He did come to pacify Vrajavasis and Vrajagopis. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no such a narration. Srila Shukadev Goswami Pad, he couldn't describe properly the association of Vrajagopis. He just mentioned that briefly. Srimad Bhagavatam Katha, while speaking that katha, Shuka Muni, he couldn't speak completely. He never pronounced Shri Radharani's name. He has just mentioned one gopi, some gopi. He couldn't pronounce her name. Because if Shuka Muni would pronounce Shri Radharani's name, him being the supreme devotee of Shri Radharani and having such a great love for her, if he would only pronounce her name even once, Hey Radhe, he would be overwhelmed in samadhi for 6 months so that he wouldn't be able to continue with speaking Srimad Bhagavatam for Shri Parikshit Maharaj. So that is why in Srimad Bhagavatam, in these kind of descriptions, it is not mentioned anywhere that Shri Krishna came back to Vraj. But in Srimad Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is told that hearing from Uddhavji Maharaj about separation and love of Vrajavasis, Vrajagopis towards him, that Shri Krishna did come to Vraj to pacify them. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no such a katha, because if Shukadev Muni would speak more about Vrajagopi separation from Shri Krishna, he would enter into samadhi for months and months, and he wouldn't be able to continue katha of Srimad Bhagavatam for Parikshit Maharaj. And that wouldn't be favorable for Parikshit Maharaj, who only had 7 days to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is saying, no, Shri Krishna did come. He came to pacify the distress of Vrajagopis, of Vrajavasis. In Ujjval Nilamani, Srila Rup Goswami Pad, he explained that in Padma Purana, and also in Padma Purana, there is description that Shri Krishna came back to Vraj to pacify the gopis. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no such a katha. Gop Kumar, while he was narrating, he was crying. He told, Hey Brahman, all these Vrajavasis, they were so much distressed. Even in dreams, they were remembering Shri Krishna and they were crying.
Tai, তৎকালীন স্বপ্ন বলে তারা মনে করত। না না, এটা সত্য না।
Even in the dreams, they were thinking like that. But they were thinking again, that must be just a dream that he has left. That is not true. They were feeling so much distress. Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, only those who possess such a prem, they can understand, they can experience what it really means. A mixture of poison and nectar at the same time. The separation that the gopis experienced, the separation that gopis experience in absence of Sri Krishna, although it looks like from outside as distress, internally it is the greatest bliss as well. Our acharyas, they are saying, those who don't have knowledge about these Rashik Shastras, they can't speak properly. To understand Rashik Shastras, there is a need to have knowledge of the ordinary scriptures that describe about love of ordinary hero and heroine, about their moments of separation and how actually, through moments of separation, the love of the lover and the beloved is getting greater and greater. So with such knowledge, it's possible then to further understand the Rasic scriptures and descriptions of love and separation that gopis experienced towards Sri Krishna. Love that caused them great distress, and where in separation their love only grew and internally was the greatest bliss as well. After the great separation and that great distress of separation, the next meeting becomes even greater. The love of the next meeting is even greater than the previous meeting. So in that way, even the greatest bliss, the nectar of the greater bliss is experienced. So these topics, Satchit Anandamayi, that greatest love of the gopis for Sri Krishna, is not able to describe properly. So that is why it's not found in any scripture and is incomparable. So Uddhavji Maharaj was saying, Aho Bhagya means that the greatest fortune of these Vraja Gopis and their love for Sri Krishna, that only they are experiencing, is the greatest fortune of their and is not found in anyone else and is not possible to describe properly. So Uddhavji Maharaj, he has spoken these descriptions, and now Gop Kumar, he was narrating to Mathura Brahman. So while he was narrating, Mathura Brahmana has asked Gop Kumar, Hey Gop Kumar, what did you do? when Shri Krishna went to Mathura, Nanda Baba told me, "Hey Gop Kumar, hey Swarup, you stay here with us." And I was there witnessing their great separation. Why I myself was in great separation from Shri Krishna. I was witnessing the greatest separation that Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, all the Vrajavasis were experiencing there in Golok Dham. And when I came to Vraja Dham here on the earth, I didn't see any different. They are the same. Gop Kumar further narrated, "Hey Brahman, when from the divine abode of Golok Dham in the spiritual world, when I came to this material world and Vrindavan Dham that is situated here on earth, I didn't see any difference. They are the same." So now Gop Kumar was saying to Mathura Brahman, "Although it is not proper to speak about these topics openly, I'm speaking to you because Srimati Radharani gave me such instruction." Not only Vrajavasis were in distress and lamenting, but all the cows, animals, birds, they were all in distress. Waters of Mother Yamuna were flowing in opposite direction. All the trees and their leaves were drying. Srila Jiv Goswami in his Sandarbhas, he was describing how all Vraja Dham was looking like. What was all Vraja looking like? What was the state of Vraja when Shri Krishna left for Mathura? Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita is also describing Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying the same, he's giving the same katha, that the Golok in the spiritual abode and Sriman Vrindavan Dham on this earth are the same. There is no difference. They are one, not two different abodes. By Shri Krishna's desire, they are manifested as two. Golok Dham in the spiritual abode and Shri Vraja Dham, Shri Vrindavan Dham on this earth. But they are the same. They are one and non-different. They are different abodes. Ayodhya, Dvaraka, Vaikuntha. But at the top of them, from Vaikuntha to Ayodhya to Dvaraka, the topmost is Shri Golok Dham in the spiritual abode, and non different from it is Gokula on this earth. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad is confirming that in his Srimad Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He is confirming that these two abodes, Shri Golok Dham in the spiritual abode and Shri Gokul Dham on this earth, are not different.
সেই গোলকের অখিল পরিকর বৃন্দকে আমি পুনঃ পুনঃ দণ্ডবাদ।
সো ইন দিস ওয়ে শিলা সনাতন গোস্বামী পাদ অফারিং ওবেসেন্সেস টু শিবরাজদান হি ইজ এন্ডিং দ্য সিক্সথ চ্যাপ্টার অফ দ্য সেকেন্ড পার্ট অফ শ্রীমদ ব্রিহবত শিলা ব্রিহব ভাগবতামৃত। So he's concluding it here and he has given it the name, the desired goal. So ending this chapter, we are today putting our katha to rest and tomorrow we are continuing our katha. By the mercy of Srimati Radharani, by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu.
Premanande Hari Hari Bol Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Madan Gopal Dev Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai শ্রী বেদব্যাস ভগবান কি জয় সুখদেব গোস্বামী পাদ কি জয় শ্রী শ্রী বৃহৎ ভাগবতামৃত কি জয় শ্রীল সনাতন গোস্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয় দামোদর ব্রত কি জয় শ্রী গোপ কুমার কি জয় ব্রাহ্মণ শ্রী জন শর্মা কি জয় মাতা উত্তরা দেবী কি জয় শ্রী পরীক্ষিত মহারাজ কি জয় শ্রী দামোদর ব্রত কি জয় শ্রী দামোদর ব্রতকারী ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয় আজকের আনন্দ কি জয় আপন আপন শ্রী গুরু মহারাজ কি জয় সমাগত ভক্ত মণ্ডলী কি জয় সমাগতা মাতৃমণ্ডলী কি জয় আজকের আনন্দ কি জয় শ্রী শ্রী গোপ অষ্টমী কি জয় 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 শ্রী রাধে শ্যাম নিতাই গৌর হরি বল।